Pakistan now, where Parliament is meeting in the coming hours to choose the new Prime Minister who will replace Imran Khan, who was ousted over the weekend. Security is high after tens of thousands of people across the country answered Khan's call to protest against his removal from office. He thanked his supporters for opposing what he calls a US-backed regime change.
This is the first time in Pakistan that people are worried after the ousting of a government. People are concerned about why their leader has been ousted, why he has been pushed behind.
The last decision will be of the people. In a democratic system, the final voice will be the voice of the people. And the voice of the people is Imran Khan.
Let's get a reminder of how we reached this point. The original no-confidence motion against then-Prime Minister Imran Khan was brought to Parliament by the opposition back on March 28th. A week later, Parliament's Deputy Speaker, who is an ally of Khan, blocked the motion, claiming it was influenced by foreign news. And the President, on Imran Khan's recommendation, dissolved the Assembly, setting the stage for elections. But last Thursday, Pakistan's highest court ruled that the dissolution was unconstitutional, and Khan then lost a no-confidence vote on Saturday. Osama bin Javed is live for us in Islamabad. Talk us through what happens today, Osama.
Well, in the next few hours, Pakistan is all set to elect its 23rd prime minister after Imran Khan was voted out, the first prime minister to have been voted out of the assembly. All eyes are on the National Assembly, where two candidates are going to vie for this top job. Former Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi from Imran Khan's party and Shahbaz Sharif, a candidate of the joint opposition, who is most likely to win the votes because they had the numbers to oust Imran Khan. And to discuss this, we have with us the former governor of Sindh province, Mr. Mohammed Zubair Umar. Thank you very much for being with us. Imran Khan was able to bring out thousands of people across Pakistan. It's a narrative that an alignment of corrupt politicians, the judiciary, the military is all out to get him, and he's going to come back to power. How do you counter that?
I think the most important point is missing in this link. There's no one else responsible for the downfall of Imran Khan but Imran Khan himself. He brought it on himself. I mean, if he had built up a strong cabinet, which included competent people responsible to deliver on the economic front, that's the key, most important objective, and he totally missed that. And this in spite of the fact that he was the first prime minister who got the kind of support from all stakeholders, including the military. Unprecedented support, the judiciary, the media. He was the darling of the media when he came in power. So all the major stakeholders were all behind him. And everyone also felt, to some sense, that I think give civilian leadership the opportunity to perform rather than being disturbed unnecessarily. And he got that support, and he failed miserably, so he brought it on himself.
Now, how confident are you that Shahbaz Sharif is going to win the vote? He also has pending allegations of corruption, money laundering against him. So what does that say about, is he the best candidate out of all the opposition leaders combined?
By far the best candidate. I mean, first, he has the kind of experience, the insight, the political wisdom. He has performed at a very big stage as the chief minister of the largest province of Pakistan for 10 long years. And no one, including the opponents, Imran Khan's party supporters, would doubt his ability to deliver. He has done it. So we have done it at the federal level. We have done it at the Punjab government level. His team obviously will include many of the stalwarts who were part of the team in 2013 to 2018. They have the experience, the quality and everything. So I think he's by far the best candidate, by far. The point about the allegations, obviously that's her point. That government's job is to focus on its prime responsibility of governance, economic delivery, foreign policy and others. As far as accountability is concerned, whichever authority wants to conduct any legitimate investigation, I mean, Shahbaz Sharif has been going through that for the last 4 years.
Very quickly. Now, yeah. Pakistan is in a precarious situation when it comes to economy, when it comes to the status of political disarray.
30 seconds, what are you going to do and how can you take Pakistan out of it?
The good news is, first, the creating confidence among the investors and potential investors and the main stakeholders. Already this morning, the stock is up 14 points, which is unprecedented. The dollar has come down since that decision of last Thursday of the Supreme Court from 190 to around 192. That's the kind of confidence that PMLN always creates whenever it comes in power. So that is the starting point. Then obviously, as you take key economic decisions on how to go about, and we have a very good plan that the team has prepared. So hopefully.
Mr. Zubair, thank you very much for being with us. That's the former governor of Sindh province, Mohammed Zubair, speaking to us. He's about to go into the parliament as voting is all set to begin. The focus now seems to be from the politicians to go towards delivery and move away from the politics of allegations which they accuse Imran Khan of orchestrating in the last 3.5 years.
It's going to be an interesting day to watch. Thank you for that. Osama bin Javed there for us in Islamabad.